Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Holla. What is up, Saturday Nation? It's great. Happy Friday. I say that always. Tongue in cheek. A little bit joking around. Happy dress down day to all the corporate slaves that are wearing the khaki and the polos and the penny loafers around the office today. Celebrating the one day you get the dress down. Now, I don't know, though, and you know I say that lovingly. If you're currently in a job and you're looking to get out of that job, I get it. I'm having fun. But I don't know if Does anybody wear a suit and tie to work anymore? Because it seems like everywhere I go, everybody's kind of casually dressed. Back in the day, you could only dress down on one day, and that was Casual Friday. Happy Casual Friday. Isn't that awesome? Hey, it's Sam Crowley, your host of the Everyday Saturday podcast. It's October 19th, 2018. It's a Friday, and I want to talk about goals. And I actually don't believe in goals, oddly enough. Not that I don't believe in goals. I'm not one of these people that set goals. Let me give you a perfectly good example. The journey we went through with our daughter, Susan. 221 days in a hospital, born at 1 pound, trach, ventilator, all that stuff, right? Open hole in her heart, brain bleeds, all this stuff. Our goal was to make it to the next day. That was it. I mean, that was the only goal we had. Have we set our goal? We're going to get this kid healthy. She's going to speak. She's going to walk. She's going to be. We had no. You know, we couldn't even see that far away. And a lot of the times as an entrepreneur, you can't see that far away. And people are like, yeah, my goal is to make $10,000 a month. And they've never made $500 a month. Passive income, residual income, whatever you want to call it. And so let me tell you my definition and why I believe in goals, but probably not how most people talk about them. The real purpose of a goal is to grow. That's it, to grow. Today is day 6. Thank God I remember to say this because it holds me accountable. Now that I've said it, I got to own it and I got to go do it. Day 6 at the gym. Last Sunday, today's Friday, so this is day 6. I'm at the gym. Yesterday was chest and back. The day before that was cardio. Today is going to be legs, so it's going to be legs. And I'm only sharing this with you because that's my goal. My goal is to get to the gym today. My goal is not to lose 20 pounds to get X amount of muscle mass. And I'm not saying people that set goals and achieve them don't know what they're talking about. I'm just giving you my definition because it's a little bit different, and I think it's going to resonate with you a lot. The real purpose of a goal is to grow. It causes you to draw something out of yourself that you didn't even know was there. So if your goal is to get to the gym today, get to the gym today. Don't worry about tomorrow and the next day and a week from now and 21 days to the habit, 90 days to the lifestyle, okay? 21 days to the habit. So now you've created the habit, and in between the 21st day and the 90th day is when that lifestyle starts to take shape, okay? So when you set goals in business, you can have revenue goals. It forces you to think, okay, if my revenue goal for this month is $10,000, I want to make 10 grand in 1 month, how do I reverse engineer that? You can do that, okay? So that's $333 every day if you're working on a 30-day month, okay? If your goal is to make $330 in a day, you're going to make 100, let's just spitball, go a little bit high. Say 170 before noon and 170 afternoon. How are you going to make 170 bucks in the morning? Some people, for that, it's like, geez, really? That's it to make 10 grand a month? Other people are like, I never made that much ever in a day. How am I going to do it? Well, think about it then. Recalibrate. The real purpose of the goal is to grow. Is it such a bad thing if you set your monthly goal for 10 grand, 300 bucks a day, 170 in the morning, 170 in the afternoon? Is it such a bad thing if you hit $80 in the morning and $80 in the afternoon. Half that goal. And it went on for 30 days and you made $5,000 in the month when still that would have been your biggest month ever. So think about it. The goal is always to grow. It's always to be better than you were yesterday. That's it. To me, that is a realistic goal. It is a realistic goal to be a better person. For me, I'm using myself as an example. Better father, better husband, been better health, and better finances today than I was yesterday. That's it. And if I can do that today, imagine what I can do if I use the whole compound interest approach to money with my health, my business, and my relationships. If my goal is to, let's say I'm giving up alcohol or cigarettes or something along those lines. If my goal is to quit drinking altogether, no more alcohol at all, okay? Which for me, having that glass of wine at night, I'm telling you, that I look forward to my one glass of Merlot. Maybe two in the evening. But if I were to look to give that up, what's the first thing I would do? I wouldn't drink tonight. That's it. Just tonight. And then I would make it to tomorrow, and I would celebrate that. And then tomorrow, I wouldn't drink. Would it be easy? I don't know. Maybe not. But anyway, I would be going on 2 days' momentum. And as I worked to my third, fourth, and fifth day, if I would have set a goal for 5 days, to me, even as short of a time frame as that sounds like to you, to me, that would have seemed like a big deal. Like, I don't know about 5 days. I got Saturday, Sunday. Oh, my God, the weekend. Oh, I don't know about that. One day, though, I know I can do one day. Can you do one day? To your 21-day habit, to your 90-day lifestyle, can you do one day? Can you make $50 in a day? Sure you can. On a side, sure, you could put something on eBay and Amazon today. You could put something on Craigslist right now and sell it for $50 if that was your goal, to make $50 today. Now you get back to what we talked about yesterday, the decision to do that. Just make the decision that you're going to do it. That's all you need to do. It's not complicated. It gets complicated because of that story you keep telling yourself of all the times that you tried this before. I've already tried that. I was only able to do it for 2 or 3. You're letting your past trip you up on your future. You're letting the rearview mirror cause you to focus and get in a wreck instead of looking through the windshield. Stay focused. Stay focused on what that goal, not your one-year goal. You can make a one-year goal if you want to, but I've seen more people than I have not seen not hit that, and they get disappointed. Well, we didn't hit the revenue goal. What was it, $1 million? What'd you hit, 500? What'd you make before that, 300? Well, what? How'd you even come up with that then? What'd you want to do? Go up 300% based on what? Somebody saw on Facebook that did it? Listen, don't put so much pressure on yourself that you don't have gratitude and you don't celebrate the small wins. Those small victories, they turn into a big, big deal. Big deal. Speaking about my daughter 4 years ago, we wanted to make it to one day, then we made it to a week, and then we made it to a month. Never looked further than 30 days out. Ever looked 30 days. We were disappointed so many times when we would go in and we thought they were going to take her off the vent. Excuse me. I remember vividly one Friday I was speaking at an event. You might have listened to the podcast because I shared all this back in 2014. I remember vividly, like it just happened yesterday. It was a Friday. In, what was it, September, I believe, I was speaking at an event in downtown Cincinnati, and the goal, they were going to go over, I was going to walk over, well, ride over real quick to Cincinnati Children's Hospital, I wasn't far away, and watch them literally take my daughter off the ventilator. And my wife and I, the whole night before, we didn't sleep. We're like, oh my God, it's going to happen. Never happened. They tried. She didn't fly. She couldn't breathe. She had no ability to breathe. Not only did she not come off the ventilator that day, she didn't come off the ventilator that month. She didn't come off the ventilator that year. She didn't come off the ventilator for the next 12 months. 12 months. She never came off the vent. And we thought it was going to happen the next day. Crazy, isn't it? So what did we do? Did we get disappointed? Yeah. Did we get pissed off? Yeah, sure we did. Of course we did. Were we angry? Yep. Did I have a conversation with God a little bit? You can bet I did. Absolutely, I did. But did I recalibrate right away and shift my goal to say the goal was to grow? Was for her to grow. The goal for her was to grow her lungs, was to grow that little 1-pound human body. Your goal is to grow. Can you get angry? Can you get angry with God? Sure you can. Is it his fault? No, it's not. God never promised an easy life. He promised to give you the tools to navigate this life, though, and that's his promise to you. You need to stay focused on getting better today, and that's it, and then grow tomorrow based on what you did today. That's all. Don't set these crazy, lofty goals. I know it's counterintuitive. Everybody that sells the goals workshops and all that stuff, I'm just telling you what works for me. You can take it. Some of it, none of it. You can harvest the best, throw away the rest. I'm telling you, the real purpose of the goal is to grow, and it's going to cause you to draw something out of yourself that you didn't know that was there, that you didn't even know that was there. Can you do that? Of course you can. Hey, we're fired up, heading into the weekend, baby. If I can help you grow, which I would love to do, go to samcrowleycoaching.com, samcrowleycoaching.com. Let's do it. Let's work together. Let's create a lifetime of Saturdays. We'd love to help you out with that. And have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.